Diary Fragments, July to August, 1900. July 1st to August 20th, 1900. I have slept more hours than usual. I am thankful for this great restorer, sleep. I offer up my petition to my Heavenly Father, and often, in the wakeful hours of the night, I am pleading that the wisdom which cometh from heaven may be given His people in large measure. I am now writing, and the next thing to be engaged in is counseling with brethren Robinson and Farnsworth in regard to our future anticipated removal from Kurenbong, and that W.C. White shall be released from all official responsibilities and give himself entirely to the preparation of articles. I cannot sleep. My mind is not at rest. I awoke at 11 o'clock. I am instructed in regard to Battle Creek. The word of the Lord is to be magnified. God has a work for His self-sacrificing ministry to do. Sunday night, after I had retired, I slept some 2 or 3 hours, and in that period of time, there were some things presented to me which I was to present to those in our sanitarium who are responsible for its prosperity. There was a council of men, and there was an important decision to be made that would seriously affect our institution. Some questions were to be decided in reference to persons to be connected with the sanitarium. Dr. Caro was suggesting some things that were agitating his mind and that appeared to him an advantage to the institution in reference to his plans. He said the time had come when these matters should be considered. He wished to move advisedly. He thought his mother could act an important part. See LT 99-1900. Spoke Sunday afternoon to a very big crowd from Isaiah 58. At the commencement of the Sabbath, we assembled in our parlor for our evening worship. We had a very precious season of prayer and conversation. We conversed in regard to bringing into life character, cheerfulness, and joy, because we have precious promises. The Lord would have us continually do our best and every day increase in understanding and knowledge of the way of the Lord. The Lord is well pleased when we speak of His mercies and when we are appreciating His great kindness and encouraging our own hearts and the hearts of every soul with whom we are coming in contact with the assurances of His kindness and appreciation of His benefits. When we will comply with the conditions annexed to the promises, we are to claim the word of the Lord, and He will always fulfill His claims to those who have faith and trust in Him. All our murmurings and complaints misrepresent God. The Lord Jesus has placed man on vantage ground through His giving His life to save the penalty of the transgression of His law from falling on the guilty. I have reason to praise God. I enjoyed sleep of 8 hours last night. I feel much invigorated and refreshed. At 11 o'clock, our chapel was well filled. There was a large congregation present, and the Lord gave me freedom in speaking to the people. I was glad that the Lord strengthened me to speak and to present the necessity of more careful attention to the observance of the Sabbath. I read Exodus 31, verse 12. To 18. Kurenbong. Awoke this morning at 5 o'clock a.m. Could not rest the first part of the night. My hip would not let me be quiet. At 11 o'clock, I left my bed and found Sarah was up, had not yet retired. I told her I had started in for a sleepless night. She decided to give me a hot bath. At 12 o'clock, I lay down in my bed to sleep, and in about 1/2 hour, I slept, and did not have but short periods of wakefulness. Dressed at 5:30, kindled a good fire in my room, and have been considering some things that are important. We are now near the period of time when we shall give up our pleasant home to other hands while we shall visit America. I am so glad that the good providence of God has favored me to sell everything I have. Of course, it is at a much reduced rate, but this enables us to leave the house as it is, living in it 3 weeks after the sale. I am saved the expense of moving the goods, and this is a relief to us. I thank my Heavenly Father for all these benefits and favors. I do not leave this country feeling I have worn out my welcome by any means. Our believing brethren and sisters feel very sad over our leaving, and I regret there seems to be a necessity of my going. The might of my will comes from a deep conviction that the Lord has a work He would be pleased to have me do in His service in America. I am nearly 73 years old. There are letters coming across the broad Pacific Ocean making inquiries in regard to the most trivial things in customs and practices in ages in the past, and in regard to some little trifling things as killing insects, and in regard to some persons teaching that none who have gray hairs will be saved. And there are some teaching that unless all have faith to be healed of sickness, they will not be saved. Others teach that we must have faith to pray, that the gray hairs may be changed, for they cannot be sealed unless they have this change take place. And poor souls who need to be fed with the bread of life are being fed with a very mixed provender, so full of chaff that they cannot grow thereby. And poor weak souls who have not experience cannot know what to do. They are thrown into perplexity and trouble, praying for things that are in no way essential for their salvation, and distressed that their prayers are not answered. I cannot sleep past 11 o'clock. I am painfully burdened. I am given a message before a very large number of people upon principles which must be maintained. Currumbong, New South Wales. I have not had a full night's sleep, but I must arise and attend early morning meeting. It was quite cool, but we rode over, W.C. White, Asa, Robinson, and myself to the school grounds. There was quite a number of persons present. There was a praying season, and then I was requested to speak. I had some things to say upon principles which should guide our course of action in all our service to God. I tried to present these matters in a correct light, and the Spirit of the Lord seemed to be in the meeting. We had some things to say in respect to faith and praying in faith, and then relying upon God to hear and answer our prayers. I had to meet Dr. Merritt Kellogg and converse in regard to school building plans. Met Brother Steed in my room and had a profitable interview with him, and then had interview with Elder Colcord and with Elder Starr and wife, and Brother Braucht and Dr. Simmons, who has been opening up the medical missionary work in Southern Australia with marked success.